Hey sisters, wow, if you are listening and you have been looking for godly women in your life, those godly friends that are just going to pray for you and point you to Jesus, girl, you are on the right episode. This is for you. I'm going to be talking today about covenant relationships and why they matter, why we need them, and really defining what a covenant relationship is. You've probably heard them within your different circles or heard them on a podcast. So that's what we're going to define. And there's a few ways that I personally, from my experiences, you know, really, especially in this season, the Lord has really been teaching me and growing me in going after relationships and mentors just speaking into my life, really helping me in this area. Because the thing is, we all need family, especially if you're like me, you live in New York, you live far away from your immediate family, and you need people in your life that are going to build you up. You need people to surround you. You need people that are going to be with you in your mess. So let's talk about what a covenant relationship looks like. So first, I just want to point out there, these relationships are of God, right? Like these are divine relationships. The Lord is showing up in them. It's natural, it's authentic. And we see this, you know, it's so funny. We see this in Jesus's life when he calls the disciples, right? Cause he was always led by the Spirit. And whenever he, went to call the disciples, he's like, follow me. Not necessarily how it's going to work, probably in our world. You're not going to go up to the friend at church and say, follow me in instant friendships. But the point is, they were God ordained, right? God, or Spirit led relationships. Letting the Spirit lead in your relationships is so important. Because I know in the desire for friendship and the desire for connection, sometimes we try to skip the steps and jump ahead, in our own fleshly ways. And when we do things of the flesh, then we only produce fleshly results, right? We're not going to have the Spirit results of peace, of love, of long-suffering. We're not going to have those real covenant relationships. So Jesus, we see Jesus have these with his disciples. They're totally Spirit-led. They're led by God. They're divinely orchestrated. And we also see it in just Jonathan and David. If you've read 1 Samuel, you see Jonathan and David as close friends. It was authentic. It was real. So we see these covenant relationships in the Word of God, and we can have them. They're available to us today. And so we need these, okay? We need covenant relationships. So I just want to point out a few things of what a covenant relationship looks like today and for you. So really, these are things that I've learned from mentors. These are things I've learned in my own personal experience, the Lord really working in my life and building covenant relationships. And so I'm going to give you just some real practical stuff, what they look like, and then also how to build them in your own life. We'll see how long this goes. It may be a part two podcast, but we're just going to let the Lord lead on it. So covenant relationships. I just have a list here about eight defining characteristics of covenant relationships. And one of them is that they point you to God. So these covenant relationships, these friendships, they point you to God. So covenant, when I say covenant relationships, I'm meaning we are people of the covenant, right? We are in the new covenant. We are Testament. So these are believers, okay? These are other believers and who are pointing you towards God. So if you are in relationship with other believers, it should be pointing you towards the Lord. And when I say pointing you towards the Lord, not pulling you away from. So when you are in relationship with these people, they are always going to bring you back to truth in the Word of God. That's the center of the relationship is Jesus. And that really leads to my point number two, is that the Jesus is at the center of the relationship. It's the crutch of the relationship. It's what holds you together through Jesus, through your agreement, through the blood of Jesus, the brother and sisterhood that you are in the family of God. It's at that center of the relationship. And again, they point you toward the Lord. So they're not ever going to say, they're not going to point you a direction that leads you away from God or the things of God, especially when you're seeking counsel and you're sharing your heart. Number three, they champion you. So when I say champion, what I mean by that is these people are always going to speak life into you. They're going to encourage you. They're going to build you up. And these are people who also pray for you. There should be prayer in a covenant relationship. A covenant also is like lasts forever, right? Like the relationship that you build with this person is going to last forever. And it's going to look different in different seasons. And I'll go to that into that in more detail later on in this podcast. But there should be prayer in the relationship. If this is a real covenant relationship ordained by God, these people should be praying with you and also for you. Like you're praying together. It's a togetherness. It's a friendship. It is a delight, right, to pray for this person. There should be prayer in the relationship, especially, again, just going back to those first points, pointing you towards God and Jesus is at the center. So they're championing you and they're praying over your dreams. They're praying over your life. They're praying for the things that are on your heart in that season, in that moment, because they're doing life with you. These are people we do life with, okay? Number four, they show up for you. So what that looks like is going to be different for each relationship. It may be they show up for you physically. They're showing up to your birthday parties. They're showing up to your award ceremony. They're showing up in your life. Maybe they're calling you when something really bad just happened. They're showing up in your life. They're not, you know, just hiding away and only there when the good times. They're there with you in the good times and the bad, and they show up for you. And what that looks like, again, it's going to be different in each relationship. But I think that just fits so perfectly with that last point of they pray for you. The way people show up for you, it could be in prayer, depending on the relationship that you have with that person, and also just in the season that you both are in. Like for example, if I live super far away from a good friend who is my forever friend, I am in it with her, I'm doing life with her, but we're far away, the way I show up for her may look very different in a season, versus when maybe I lived close to her. So showing up for you in the mess, in the hard things. Number five, these are relationships that you can be yourself with and share your heart. Vulnerability, right? These are relationships you can be vulnerable in. And vulnerable is really just being honest and real. There's no hiding in the relationship. You can be real and honest about what's going on in your life. So you can be truly seen by that person. It's so easy to have so many relationships that are just stay surface level and never get past the point of how are you? What's the weather like? How was your week? These are people who over time have earned that vulnerability and space in your heart. So this is super important. We're going to talk about that too. When to share, right? We don't just start off with say, oh, you know what? This is a God-ordained relationship. Let me share my deepest heart. That is an earned right for friends that it takes time to build, right? And we're going to talk about that as well. But in these relationships, you should be comfortable to be yourself, share your heart, share what's really going on in your life on a deeper level, and be able to be vulnerable, to be seen not just where you've been. I feel like transparency is often like, well, you can share where you've been, but vulnerability is sharing like where you're at right now, where your heart's at, where your emotions are at, and being able to share that with that person without judgment, without shame, without condemnation. Okay. Number six is it's brought together by God and authentic. We talked about that already, just as some examples. If they're spirit-led, they're brought together by God, but a key point here is authentic. We're not trying to force these relationships. We're not trying to make these relationships happen. It's happening naturally. Like when I met my friend Lauren, we like instantly clicked, right? And then I met my friend Christine, we instantly clicked. Shout out to Christine, Lauren, for listening. but these are relationships that I consider covenant, and they're authentic. You know, I wasn't trying to just make her a friend. We naturally connected. So there's that natural connection. There's this authentic connection. It's not that we weren't intentional in pursuing the relationship. It's that they naturally happen. So those natural connections you have with people, we're not just going after covenant relationships because the person prays really great in the meeting or worships and you love the way they worship, but there's no real connection past that. so just authentic relationships. Okay, 7, they are built with time. So again, just going even back to the vulnerability, these relationships are built with time. So we're not in a rush to advance the relationship into a deeper place of intimacy. They're built with time. They take time, meaning there's multiple times we're going to hang out before I share certain things with you. There's going to be multiple times that we're going to hang out before I feel like you're a close friend. I can tell you right now that there were friends that I made time for. And in the beginning, I didn't see them as, oh, this is a long-term relationship. I actually thought, oh, wow, I don't think this person is going to be more than a surface level friend or more than a connection at church, because we just didn't have that connection yet. But as time went on and we connected, I got to know her, I realized, oh, wow, this girl is like amazing. And this is someone that I consider a close friend. So it does take time. Don't judge the relationship too early. Make time for hangouts, make time for one-on-ones, make time for group hangouts, get to know the person. I definitely recommend, especially if you are kind of feeling out like a new friendship and you're trying to decide, oh, is this someone that could be like a core friend? And I'm going to talk about core friendships in a little bit, but is this someone who could be a core friend? And if they are, keep hanging out with them, keep doing fun things, do one-on-ones, especially if you feel like, oh, this could be someone that, you know, I want to build a deeper relationship with. Do one-on-ones, because that's really the only way that you're going to really get to know that person and how that person's really going to get to know you. So again, just they're built with time. Don't be in a rush. Take the time to be intentional with the people that you think that you could build a relationship with, you that are seeking God, that have good character, that are aligned with the things that you desire in life. And you know, if we're seeking covenant relationships, godly relationships, that should involve Jesus, period. There, Jesus should be in there, which I think just fits to my earlier points of point you towards God and Jesus at the center. So, okay, built with time. Don't be in a rush. Good relationships are worth building over time. And they do take sacrifice. I'm just going to say that right now. I had to have a friend tell me that. I've been in this huge season of, you know, building relationships, intentional relationships. And I remember I was just like, man, I'm so tired. How am I going to make time for this person? And my friend was just like, relationships take sacrifice. And how much more do we see that in Jesus's life, you know, laying down his entire life, sacrificed to be in relationship with us. So he gave this example. Obviously, we don't need to go in that extreme. Hopefully not. You shouldn't for these friendships. But the point is they are going to take some sacrifice, whether it's not getting good sleep one night, you know, going the extra hour to see that person. If the relationship you feel like is worth it and you feel like, oh, you know, this is going to be something that's long term, pursue that friendship, and there will have to be some sacrifice, but it'll be worth the relationship that you gets built in the end. It'll be worth the times that when you are in a deep, maybe like down place and you're like, wow, and you really need a friend, you have that trusted, vulnerable, you know, relationship established, and you can be that blessing for someone else. So they're just worth investing in. It's worth investing the time in. It may feel like, oh, you know, please don't hear what I'm not saying. And that's like, exhaust yourself for these relationships. No, have balance in your life. Take care of yourself, take care of your business, take care of your work, but make these relationships a priority. Make relationship a priority in your life. If you're going to build covenant relationships and you really want that in your life, it's going to take prioritization for it, just like anything else you do in your life. Okay, rant over. Number 8, there is give and take in the relationship. So covenant relationships, they are reciprocal, guys. There is a mutual care and concern. And there's the I'm in this with you, not just I'm going to just dump all my stuff on you and then like peace out and then just keep coming back to you when I need to dump my stuff. That's not it. There's mutual care and concern. Like, you genuinely care about this person. They genuinely care about you. I think one way to maybe identify if you're in those types of relationships is like when you're with that person, are they asking you about like your life? Are they asking you about your heart? Are they asking how they can pray for you? Because maybe you're in a relationship and you're trying to discern like a friendship and you're trying to discern what that looks like. Or if you're in, you're like, oh, wait, maybe I'm not in that much of a reciprocal relationship. That's how you can tell. And if you're realizing that you're that person that calls that friend and emotionally dumps on them and you don't reciprocate, this is your gentle, hey, don't do that. You want to develop relationships with people who you genuinely want to show up for. It's a delight to be there for them. It's an honor to be there for them. You have respect and esteem for that person. You honor that person. And it should be the same for you. You deserve that. Like, the Lord wants you to have these godly relationships that are honoring to one another. Godly relationships, okay? Because he says, love one another. That's what the Bible says. So it's like, let's do that in the way we honor and show up to our relationship. So they have to be reciprocal. There's a give and take, and it's not a forced give and take. Again, it's something you genuinely want to build with that person. So, wow, that's my list of what I really feel defines a covenant relationship, a godly relationship. And why do we need these? Again, guys, we need family. Like I said, if you are someone who is far from your immediate family, especially, you need godly believers to do life with, not just ministry, not just in Wednesday night prayers, not just in a Friday night worship, not just on a Sunday when you go to church and they pray for you. You need people to do life with, who you can share your mess with, and who will love you in your mess and speak life into you in your mess. And when I say in your mess, I'm talking about the times where it doesn't look glamorous, the time where you can't pay your rent, the times where you're heartbroken over a relationship that ended. These are the people who you do life with. And then also you just have fun with, that you can go to the movies with, that you can spend time with. And you like to go have fun with each other. That's doing life. That's eating dinner, breaking bread. So that is what we need. We all need family. And thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to have a family of God, but it takes intentionality to build covenant friendship. And so the next episode, I'm going to talk about how to build this, how to go after intentional covenant relationships. I'm going to take you through really simple step-by-step on the next episode. So check out part 2 when it comes out. Bless you guys. I want you to really sit with this, have some time with it, and I just pray over your relationships that you will gain clarity in the relationships you do have now, and that God sends you even more blessed covenant relationships. So look out for part two. It's coming to you soon. Bless you.